from KQED. Every election cycle, there is at least one group of voters that's touted as the critical demographic. Remember soccer moms in 1996 and NASCAR dads in 2004? In 2008, it seemed to be all about young voters. 18 to 24-year-olds turned out in historic numbers and helped sweep President Obama to victory. So where are the young voters now? And has their interest in politics carried over to the California governor's race? We sent L.A. Bureau Chief Chrissy Clark to find out.
All right, I'm going to fade this.
20-year-old Nuha Abu-Samra, better known to her listeners as Rush Limbaugh for the Liberals, is wrapping up a music break on her weekly radio talk show. And she's psyching herself up for her next segment on the California gubernatorial race.
I hate that word, gubernatorial. It sounds like goo.
Then this UC Irvine poli-sci major turns on her mic and nods to her co-host, Matan Lurie. He's majoring in computer science.
If you're just tuning in, the goal of this next 15 minutes was to say why you should not vote for Meg Whitman.
And I think you have six exact reasons why.
I do.
If Nuha and Matan sound a little underwhelmed by their topic of discussion today, it's because, well, they are. They say they're going to vote in this election. Nuha even spent a few hours volunteering for Brown's campaign. She prefers his stance on social issues. But once the radio show's over, she and Matan take off their headphones and admit how different they feel now than 2 years ago, when Barack Obama captured their imaginations and their choice of accessories.
I remember when I was in high school, I just was a walking propaganda, like I just, you know, the bumper stickers or the shirt.
The posters, he had the slogans, he had change and you have hope, and all Brown has is old. I don't know what he's going to say.
Meg has eBay or whatever.
Matan and Nuha aren't alone. A recent survey by the Public Policy Institute of California showed that among young adults aged 18 to 34, the highest proportion, 42%, said they were less enthusiastic about voting in this election than usual. Midterm elections rarely captivate any voters as much as presidential elections do. But Mark Baldessari, who led the survey, says the Brown-Whitman race has gone especially negative, and that's especially a turnoff to young voters.
Negative ads, you know, raise questions about the candidates to the point where people begin to wonder if it really will matter, you know, if they vote. People want to be motivated and inspired, some sense of hope, some sense that their vote will make a difference.
Hi, Randall. My name is Tucker. I'm a volunteer at the California Republican Party.
Tucker Morgan, a junior at UC Irvine majoring in political science, is hoping his vote and those of the Republicans he's calling tonight might finally make a difference.
I was just calling this evening to see if we'll be counting on your support in the upcoming election for Meg Whitman and, for governor. Okay, great. Thank you so much.
As a young Republican in a state that turns very blue in presidential elections, Tucker says his first experience voting in 2008 felt futile.
When it came to voting for president, I pretty much knew that my vote wasn't going to make a huge difference, as much as I hate to say that. Whereas right now, it seems like we have a lot of potential to maybe even turn that around.
Tucker, who's concerned about taxes and the deficit, says he finally feels like it's his time now, and he's got the T-shirt and signs to prove it. Still, he says his enthusiasm is the exception among his peers, something made painfully obvious when he invited his dorm complex to watch the last gubernatorial debate.
And most of the people just kind of turned their heads and looked away or folded their arms and kind of grumbled in, you know, disagreement that it's not interesting and they don't really want to spend their evening watching.
It's not that Whitman and Brown are totally ignoring young voters. They're both using Facebook and other social media to reach out. Whitman has special Students for Meg volunteer nights, and Brown has enlisted President Obama to stump for him, hoping to bring back some of the old romance from 08. So what could either candidate be doing to better engage young voters? That's a question that immediately engaged the young voters I talked to.
They haven't been speaking exactly to the real issues.
Giovanni Hortua, a 33-year-old grad student, says both candidates need to focus more on substance.
Especially when it comes to immigration. It's just sort of been, Brown hasn't done this and Whitman's a liar.
Jennifer Ani, a senior political science major, has some specific advice for Brown. Make a real plan to help the strapped UC system.
He hasn't really been talking about like education or access to education within the light of like the recent like student rallies and things like that.
Matan Lurie, one of the liberal radio talk show hosts, says if there's anything Brown and Whitman should have learned from Obama, it's this.
You felt more like you were a part of the campaign.
Yeah.
And that was Obama's like big winning point for the youth. Like you felt like you were a part of it. Can't say the same for Brown or Whitman.
The candidates have less than a week to change his mind. For the California Report, I'm Chrissy Clark in Irvine.
For complete campaign coverage, check out our elections page at californiareport.org.